Sit down. Keep all hands and feet inside the ride at all times. Or don't, I don't care. We are not responsible for any lost belongings. Your shit is our shit now. You have made your choices in life, and as you will notice, there are no pearly gates here, so hold on tight and embrace the darker side of life. Cause this ride takes your soul straight down to Hell's Basement.
What the fuck did he just say?
Wait, where the fuck are we?
Oh my god, are you shitting me?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Welcome everyone to Hell's Basement. I'm Ryan. I'm here with Brady.
What's cracking?
Shane.
Yeah, fuck off, Ryan.
And Jenna.
How you doing?
This week, we're going to try something a little different and talk about some movies that we watched this week. Spoiler free, so you maybe will give us and our listeners some neat shit to watch. What'd you watch this week, Brady?
Ooh, I watched an old one.
An oldie.
Oh yeah, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. This one's been on my list since pretty much art school. All the film majors, they were, you know, slobbing the knob on this one. This is a silent film back in 1920. It was a German film. I mean, I wouldn't, there's a lot of hype behind this one, like I said, from everybody who's like, oh, you gotta see. This is what started so much stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I never seen it, but I've heard of it.
What'd they talk about?
I see what you did there.
Hold on, I got my diary. So the premise of it is this Dr. Caligari, he goes to this town and he wants to register they have like a fair, and he has this like sideshow that he wants to do. And it's, his show is this like, oh fuck, I'm gonna butcher the name of this, but it's like a somnibus or something.
Ooh.
The medical term for somebody who, sleepwalks or something.
Okay.
And, I mean, without getting too much into it, I was actually really surprised how good it was. For it being as old as it was, like, just the art direction, all that, like, just the way they did the sets, all the cameras were very static. They're, you know, set up on a tripod and filmed that way, but shit was eerie. There was no dialogue aside from, you know, whatever the screen is, you know, you have, like, 20 minutes of somebody moving their mouth, and then all of a sudden, like, 16 words come up to cover all that nonsense. But it was, I mean, I would definitely recommend watching. It's not very long. It's like an hour, 17 minutes, somewhere around there. But it's, if I didn't know for fact that it was out in 1920, I'd say bullshit. That's a much later film. Like, they did certain things.
Above its time.
Oh, yeah. Like, they were one of the first films that ever did, like, the whole Tarantino thing, to where they started out later in the timeline and then kind of went
brought it back
backwards. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But it was pretty, I mean, nothing that's going to keep you up at night, but it was definitely pretty good.
Cool for not nobody talking.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you much about it without kind of
without spoiling it.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz I think that's one I want to watch.
What's it called?
The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
I honestly think the only silent film I've ever seen is Nosferatu, and I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, I've seen that one forever ago.
So good.
Back when they filmed it. So.
Yeah. Back when you were a wee lad.
Seen it in theaters.
Knee high on a grasshopper.
Go ahead, Shane. What did you watch?
So I tried something that I definitely didn't think I was going to like at all. So I got kind of the same story, but I went for a 1950s film called Creature from the Black Lagoon, which I'm sure everybody's heard of, which was kind of a coincidence because I actually just watched the Shape of Water right before that, which is that's where
Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that he got the inspiration from this movie, and I was like beyond surprised because I figured when I was going to watch a 1950 movies, I was going to be like, all right, this is going to be cheesy and just stupid and just like everything's going to look horrible. So I'm all pissy and I throw my controller down and like cross my arms like, fuck me, here we go.
That's exactly what I was expecting when you told me that you were going to watch it.
Yeah. And then I like got not even halfway through. I was like, holy fuck, man, this is good. Mm-hmm. I was like completely impressed.
It's, I love that movie.
Great acting. His costume was awesome. I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, you think it's just going to be like the classic, here's the good guy, here's the bad guy. Like, here's the bad guy that wants to find it no matter what, and it's kind of what it is, but he's not like your, you know, he's still kind of a good guy. They're all just like normal people. I don't know. I just thought it was a really good movie. It was I liked it.
A little outside your comfort zone, but it was worth it.
Well, now I want to watch all the old ones.
Yeah, I got them, man. Yeah.
That... You can watch them all in one. You ever seen Monster Squad?
No. I definitely heard of it, but I don't even know what it's about, though.
That's got all the old classic monsters. They kind of like get brought back in. It's really, yeah, it's a really cheesy... I'm going to guess that came out probably maybe 87 or so. But it's...
Frankenstein.
Vampire Frankenstein.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with all of them. The original ones of all of them are fucking amazing, I think. The only one that I'd say probably the one I like the least is the Mummy. Like, that's the one I probably like the least. But they're all fucking sweet as shit. Frankenstein, Dracula, they're all cool. And Creature. And R.I.P. to the girl. She just died not that long ago.
Yeah, didn't she just die right before the 65th anniversary of the film?
Yeah, it was a 60. It was this like last week or something.
Yeah, it was this past week. Yeah.
It's a cool movie. All right, Jenna, what did you watch?
So I watched something a little bit more recent, and it was The Black Swan, which is actually based off of a ballet, of course.
Ah.
And to my interest, I kind of didn't think of it as a horror the first time I watched it. When I saw on the list, it's actually a psychological horror. I'm starting to think that's what I'm really into the more we're doing these podcasts.
Yeah, I didn't know it was horror at all.
I get that. Yeah, I didn't either, but I get that. Yeah, I can definitely tell that that's the shit that you're into.
I thought they were just lesbo ice skaters.
Okay, first off, it's a ballet. Okay, let's start there.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, are they on skates?
No, never. Okay. They're all on point. You know those
Was
shoes
I at least half right, though?
Okay. You were half right, yes.
Well, listen, it's psychological, so think it's a storyline. It's Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, which I'm sure you're both very fond of.
She's
probably
okay.
You too, Brady.
Hate them both.
Okay, never mind.
No, give me a summary of that, because I didn't even know that. I didn't know that was a horror movie at all.
Well, the Ballet of the Black Swan, it's all about how it's like a white swan, and then it kind of goes dark. Natalie Portman's trying to get that perfect ballet figure, trying to be the perfect ballerina, working hard, and then she's kind of losing her mind, and that's when you see the character of Mila Kunis, and the whole story's about her trying to be better than Mila Kunis.
Who has stronger tongue muscles?
Wow.
But so...
What time era is this anyway?
Like 2010.
What's the movie based off of?
Or is it based off of Chbosky's Ballet the Black Swan?
Yeah, but is the movie set in like our time right now, or is it like?
It's set in current time.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking that it was one of the ones that are like older. You know,
I heard of it. I actually didn't know Mila Kunis was in it though.
Yeah, I mean, I heard of it, but I forgot about it too because I really didn't think it was a horror movie. But cool, I'm gonna check that out.
There is some gore. I don't want to
really.
Honestly, the horror part isn't till the end, really.
Okay.
But it's really hard without giving it away.
Yeah,
I can't really say.
Hey, you recommend it though?
Hey, you got me. You got me.
I definitely
interested,
recommend
so.
It.
What about Out of Us? Do you think we'd like it?
I think you'll really like it because it can probably. My favorite part
so
of this
is. So it's like
is,
a horror porno.
Ooh.
My favorite part of The Black Swan is my grandmother actually bought it for me one year as an Easter gift.
Oh Jesus!
Because she thought it was this beautiful ballet movie, and she was, you know. Trying to be sweet, and she wanted to watch it with me.
Oh my, did you?
That's the first time I watched
awkward.
The Black Swan.
How bad was that?
It was pretty rough.
Did you finish it?
Oh, we did.
Oh, God.
How quiet was the room during that movie?
Tell me you couldn't look her in the eye.
I was just going to say, you probably still can't look her in the eyes. Okay, bitch.
I watched a movie I've been wanting to watch for a little bit now, and I finally bought it on Blu-ray. It is Guillermo del Toro, which, you know, just said about Crimson Peak.
Yeah.
2015. I fucking loved it. Like, I kind of had a feeling I would like it, but I fucking loved it. Plot off IMDb. In the aftermath of a family tragedy, an aspiring author is torn between love for a childhood friend and the temptation of a mysterious outsider. Trying to escape the ghosts of her past, she is swept away to a house that breathes, bleeds, and remembers.
Hmm.
Dude, it's so cool. If you're into any kind of, like, gothic architecture, like, houses, creepy-looking fucking houses, holy shit, this movie takes the... Anybody see it?
Yep.
You've seen it.
Yep.
This movie takes a fucking cake, man. It is amazing-looking. The ghosts that are in her, fucking sweet as shit. I was into it. You know what it kind of reminded me of a little bit? Like, a more horror-elemented Sleepy Hollow. Like, Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow.
Now you got me.
It kind of had that vibe. Like, it's kind of like a... I don't want to say like a romance, but there's some romantic stuff in it, along with a bunch of creepy ass fucking shit.
I'd say, I'd go with that, but the environment probably the environment plays a bigger role, like to where in just the shots and like you said, like the house and
yeah.
The rooms and
a lot. It's just a cool cool movie. Like, I was really, really into it. So I highly recommend checking that one out. And that was actually my first Guillermo del Toro movie. I don't think I've ever seen... I think he, like, produced some of the Hobbit movies or some shit that I watched. But I never seen, like, The Shape of Water. And what's some other of his
Pan's Labyrinth.
Pan's Labyrinth, yeah. I never seen that one.
Awesome.
Yeah, I do want to check that one out. That's the one with the creepy guy with the fucking... Yeah. Holds his eyes or whatever, yeah. But, no, I was very impressed. This movie was fucking insane. So, highly recommend to all of you that haven't seen it. Bravos.
Bravos.
Okay, so this week, Hell's Basement watched the 2002 film by Eli Roth called Cabin Fever.
You know when you've known someone a long time and you just want to kiss them just to see if they're a good kisser or not?
There's nothing wrong with that, right? Stay. I feel nauseous.
Well, it's not funny. Can you help me?
No. She's not coming near me.
What's your
problem?
You guys gonna kill each other now?
You don't look so hot.
Help me. I need a doctor.
I don't want to get sick. I don't want any of us getting sick.
We just don't want to get it.
I say we get out of here right now.
This will be the spoiler section of this podcast. So if you haven't watched Eli Roth's Cabin Fever...
Then fuck you. You didn't listen to the end of our last podcast.
Then obviously you didn't listen to the last one. So yes, this was Brady's pick. So you want to kind of... You know, go over a couple of the little bit of facts that are or the you know stuff on it.
I sure do. I got this all memorized, so no worries here. So Cabin Fever came out in 2002. Got an hour 33 minutes long, rated R, super high rating of 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb, 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 56 on Metascore. But that, you know, for as we know, for horror films, that's not too bad.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, that's it's pretty average, really.
And, written by Eli Roth, directed by Eli Roth. I'm sorry, and also written by Randy Perlstein. You may recognize him from some of his other shit that I'm not aware of. But this was my introduction to Eli Roth and his whole world.
So what was your because I'm not gonna lie, this isn't one that I would expect you to pick.
Me?
Yeah, because I feel like you're a just like last week. Like you're a deep horror guy. I feel like.
No, I listen.
Or do you have, like, two different sides, kind of?
This is where I think things are going to get kind of, as people listen to this podcast, I'm like, this motherfucker rates every movie pretty decent. Because I just love horror so much that, like, I will watch anything. I don't care how shitty it is. Like,
you're
are you guys familiar with, like, trauma trauma movies like Toxic Avenger and stuff like that? They are, like bottom of the barrel, Attack of the Killer
Tomatoes. You'll give anything a whirl then.
Oh yeah, I will watch absolutely okay.
No
anything.
Standards.
I guess I do remember you saying that you liked like Shaun of the Dead and shit like that too. So I guess
all right, so let's back up a little bit here. Like, so are you saying that like Shaun of the Dead, it's like that's actually like a really good fucking movie regardless.
No, it is. No, yeah, I was talking like the difference between like psychological mind fuck horror to horror comedy, because this is somewhere on this the horror like comedy end.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, tell us what was your reason for picking it anyways?
This has been... Okay, so back when I used to just buy DVDs because I had, you know, a disposable income that I could just spend on whatever bullshit I wanted, this was a pretty exciting buy for me. And because I saw this one in the theater, and this was just the late or early 2000s, I was... Every Friday I was at the theater. I saw, like, all kinds of movies. And this one just... I love cabin stuff. Like I said, Evil Dead, that whole series, that's
okay.
In my like top five. So
yeah.
You have a cabin, you have some woods, you got some fucked up shit going on. I'm there.
Yeah, and I get that because there was one time that Shane and I, we stayed in a cabin, and had I not been extremely drunk, like I do remember having a couple of moments where I was
this doesn't end gay, by the way.
Well, okay, you stop now then.
Yeah, okay, he has ruined it because I was about to get into the truth. But
my wiener.
No, but you get that really uneasy feeling that you're in a house that you don't live in, and you're in an area that you're not familiar with, and it's just really a creepy vibe. It really is. So I could kind of see why horror movies that are based on that are cool.
Yeah, it's when you're in the middle of nowhere and you're in the woods, you know, it's like help is not around the corner. Yeah, like,
feel vulnerable, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
I like that feeling.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
But, yeah, I'm a little excited. I know you're the IMDb king here, so I mean, I could try to tell you give you the rundown of the synopsis of this movie, but I'll butcher it, so we'll let the IMDb do the hard work for us.
Let's read this little plot summary from IMDb, written by Sam Frost at AOL.com. And it's an offbeat horror tale about a group of five college friends on vacation at a remote mountain cabin when one contracts a flesh-eating virus. As it spreads among the friends, their true feelings and personalities emerge as they struggle to survive the virus and each other.
I like how that if I had never seen the movie, I heard that, it's like, oh, really? I really want to see how the dynamic of these relationships work out. It's like, it is and nowhere near on that level.
And there's absolutely zero character development at all in this entire movie. Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and just jump right into it.
Let's just go from random shit to random shit. So we're assuming that everybody has listened to or watched Cabin Fever at this point, so just follow along with us on our rambling about the fucking funny shit that happened here. So
I will start off by saying that I recommended this movie, I've not watched it probably in 8 to 10 years prior to bringing it up to watch.
So with that being said,
10 years ago, I would have rated this movie probably a 9.
Yeah.
Out of 100.
Out of 10. As of watching it again, I'd probably rate it closer to like a 6. I mean, it's still good. Like, it's got its moments. You know what it is? It's the whole, you cut out the first like 30 minutes of the movie and just jump into, just get rid of that first 30 minutes for me. And I'm like, all right, this is where the good stuff. Because I was watching, I was like, oh, fuck, man. Maybe this wasn't as good as I remember.
You know what would help you? If you would have watched the 2016 one first, and then you go back to the 2002, and then that would bump you up pretty good. The fucking 2016 one is horrible.
Really?
So, and I remember all that kind of moments. There's a lot of other, the extra features and stuff like that on the DVD were pretty good. But I just like even like the lingo and stuff like that. Stuff like when I was younger, it didn't faze me.
What's the rifle for?
Yeah. Dude, that came around and it was really funny. So that old man at the store is probably my favorite character in the whole movie, just the way he talks and just everything's like.
Yeah, so I went into this movie like zero expectations, zero idea. I honestly thought this movie was about fucking somebody that actually had legit cabin fever, like the quote unquote disease that when you're stuck inside for too long. Right. So that's kind of what I thought this was about.
So you thought this movie was going to be fuckload deeper than it was.
No, you idiot. They had a fever in a cabin.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It wasn't even a fever.
Yeah. This was a weird one for me. But that old man at the beginning, when he said that word, I was like, whoa.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, this is going to be one of those movies. Okay. And then
what's the fox piss for? For foxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the gun for?
Yeah. That's for the, whoa.
What's
okay.
It for, Brady?
And the funny part is you don't really go back to that until the very end, and I forgot about it until the very end, and then they walk in, dude.
Who walks in? He
sees them, and he just goes scuttling into the store, like, oh.
Dude, I laughed so hard. Oh, my goodness. It was great, great. This is one of those movies you really just have to treat it for what it is, because if you really try to pick it apart and do shit like that, it's fucking terrible.
That's what I thought you were gonna do. Actually, well, I figured after you watch this, like, oh, Ryan's gonna fuck this.
I didn't say I wasn't gonna do that. Right. But I'm trying to look at it from that perspective of what it is really. I'm hoping that's what he was going for. Fuck, because if he was really trying to go for something that was creepy or scary, fuck me running.
He did it again like 14 years later, so I'm pretty sure it's what he was going
for. Wow. Holy fuck.
Let's go ahead and try this. Let's go around and what's your favorite part of the movie?
Oh, man. Somebody else go. I gotta think a minute.
All right. Jenna. She's got a bunch of
terrible stuff. I actually do know mine, but go ahead.
Let Ryan go first. I have to think about my favorite
part. Honestly, my favorite fucking part. Jeff, the blonde-haired character. Let's just blow through these characters for people. Paul is played by Ryder Strong, which that fucker's from Boy Meets World or whatever. That
he sounds
show.
Like he did not hit puberty.
No.
You're definitely going to take my favorite part.
I fucking hate that guy.
Well, then you should have loved this movie.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, but he was like the most badass out of all of them.
Yeah.
That was not the right character to sell that.
Fuck. So Karen is played by Jordan Ladd. Bert is played by James DeBello. Marcy by Serena, I believe it's pronounced it, Vincent. Jeff by Joey Kern. There's old man Caldwell, Dennis, Grimm, which is Eli Roth's cameo, which is the guy that comes to the campfire, and then Winston the cop. But that's pretty much the main gist of them. But Jeff, the blonde-haired fella, dude, I liked it when he flipped out when he grabbed the fucking six pack, which I read online that it's a six pack of that arrogant bastard ale.
Oh, yeah.
That I really want to try. I still haven't had it yet. But so he grabs that and he's like, "You fucking fuckers won't fucking stop fucking touching her. She's fucking sick, you know." Dude, when he comes back, which I have no fucking idea why he came back, he left them because they were sick. So when he comes back, dude, and when he comes out and he's like, "I made it! I fucking made it!" And they blast the shit out of him. Dude, I could not fucking stop laughing. I laughed like fucking 2 minutes straight, man. Holy shit. Caught me totally off guard. And I could not stop laughing. So that was by far my favorite. Did I steal yours?
No. Actually,
okay,
no.
Good. Did anybody else laugh really hard at that part, though?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay, go ahead, Jenna. That was mine.
All right, I have two.
Two favorite moments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fuck, good. A couple seconds ago, you didn't have any, so that's good. So, what happened?
Look what's happening here. All right, so for starters, the first one, I feel like I had to give another one, because the first one was my favorite, but then it was a huge letdown. So every time when you'd hear the fly noises, like even right at the beginning, I thought I was going to see something crazy or really in-depth, and then just nothing. Yeah. Nothing was really
that,
good there.
There was a lot of that.
So I like the sound effects, but it let me down.
Okay. A little bit of a cock tease, I gotcha.
And then the character, I don't know if Ryan has it over there, but the one cop that's the young boy.
Winston. Winston's the fucking man.
He's the one that just likes to party with 13-year-olds.
What do you call Boy Meets World dude? Party Man or something? Or
What did he call him? I don't know. I can't remember that.
I think that was it.
Was it Party Man?
Party something.
Party Boy, Party Man, something like that?
Party Boy.
Is it just the fact that, like,
you just like Winston, that was it?
No, I did. Oh. So I went into this not knowing it was a comedy, so I think that was one of my problems.
It's not a comedy.
It's really not.
It's just that bad.
That's the problem, Jenna. It's really,
nobody else is going to say it, well, I guess.
I think he wanted to throw some, like,
it's
that,
campy.
Little campy humor in it, which is okay, but...
Oh, I thought it was the whole time a comedy.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, even I when it's why. Supposed to be intense, like, whenever he, Paul, blonde chicks, he, like, pulls her over... I mean, that skeleton face was kind of hilarious. It wasn't scary.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I thought it was cool. No, it wasn't scary, but I thought it was cool, though.
I thought it was cool. It reminded me of Evil Dead.
Yeah, I thought the gore was pretty cool. I mean...
Oh, I thought she was, like, smiling creepy. I don't know. I guess the dog got me. That's the only part.
Are you talking about Dr. Okay. Mambo?
And since you said that, we need to stop fucking picking movies where animals die, for Christ's fucking sake.
Oh, I thought you did that on purpose, Brady. I'm honestly sitting there, and in the first fucking five seconds, there's a dead German shepherd.
When you've killed as many animals like domestic animals that I have, you're just, I didn't even realize it. Like, it didn't even, like, register.
You're
for
just
me.
Drawn to it.
Right. I feel at home.
No, but there's dogs throughout this whole thing. So it starts with the dog, you know, real letdown. But then there's a dog that meets him at the river. There's the dog that eats the girl, which good for the dog. I hope it didn't get the disease.
Yeah.
So what's that dog count right now? Three dogs?
Yeah, too okay. many.
Yeah, but the one keeps making an appearance.
Not to interrupt you, though. Since you brought up, once we're talking about the dogs, did the dog start the virus?
I mean, I don't.
What do you mean? You like, he concocted it in some kind of laboratory, you mean?
I mean, there's no way to say that he's like patient zero. What, like that hobo?
Yeah. I just see this fucking like team of dogs with lab coats like standing up with their hind legs like, "Oh, I think we can this is how we make it.
This is
how
we do it." Fucking
Air Buds. Yeah.
See, but if so, that makes no sense.
It's just Lassie, Air Bud, all the puppies, Snoopy,
Beethoven.
Snoopy, they're all just chilling there, cooking up this crazy virus. No, do you know what I mean, though? Because at the beginning, the dog,
That's our first introduction as to like where we think it starts. But
right.
I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean that dog was patient zero.
But that's what leads us kind of to think then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but the dog has all its skin.
Yeah, the dog drank the water. I don't think it really ever got into like how it actually got started, did it?
Well, according to the movie, it started in the water when they set that fucker on fire, right?
So they just skinned that dog.
Yeah,
so it started
true.
With the dog. The dog, he's like, "What's with your pup?" And lifts his legs up.
And he got squirted with fucking shit, or whatever.
And then he got a real bad case of pink eye, looked for some help, got shot.
Set on fire.
Puked a shit ton of blood all over some... a Bronco.
Yeah, and then he fucking drowned in the fucking reservoir.
Yeah, he's a fucking trooper, man.
He is.
He kept it going for a while.
So that's how it starts polluting the water, and apparently, that's how...
Well, he comes from a tough, cut from a tough piece of cloth. You seen his cousin there
yeah,
beating Jesus. The piss out of that fucking dead pig.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking goddamn pig. He's gonna be able to eat this fucking shit. But, oh, fuck. Okay, I got a bunch of shit to get into. Are you done, or you still got more?
She never got I'm to good. Say why she liked Winston.
I'm good.
Was it the bike? Right. Was it that, like, he was, like he's, like, oh, I got you covered. Like, you think, like, he's, like, all right, this guy's going to take care of shit. And then he turns around, puts on a fucking bicycle helmet, hops on his bike in the middle of the fucking woods. Like,
he's like, I'm a
you're in the city yeah. and you're on a bicycle, sure, that makes sense. Yeah,
you got to watch out for them raccoons throwing them fucking pine cones at you, man.
You wanted to ride the stash. I don't blame you. I'd ride that stash.
Yeah, he is pretty hot. So what was your favorite scene, Jay? Dude,
definitely with fucking Bert when he gets his AR saying he's going to go hunting squirrels. Dude, what the fuck you want to go hunting squirrels for? Because they're faggots. That was just the fucking stupidest shit.
Yeah, but then what he says is like, no, he's like, I don't give a shit. They're gales. No, kill them anyways.
Yeah, because she's
he
like.
He covers his ass on.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, because they're fucking gay. And she's like, don't be a retard. He's like, nah, I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck if they're gay or straight. I'll kill them anyways. I will say,
that's the kind of shit that probably wouldn't pass so much in a horror film these days.
Dude, if he wasn't in that movie, you wouldn't have even thought for a second that he wouldn't have tried comedy at all.
Okay, what about the pancake scene with him and with Dennis when at the end when he does
pancakes?
Pancakes! Person, what the fuck is pancakes? And the kid just bites him. Oh my god.
Just in case everyone was curious, that is that kid's real hair. Like, that ain't, really? That ain't a wig. Like, that's the way that kid cuts his hair.
Really?
The bonus features that DVD, like, they got, like, a bunch of that kid's, like, karate, all his, like, him doing all that shit and stuff like that, and it's actually pretty impressive. That kid's got some skills.
Is there a point to the Karate Kid scene?
I think it might be just like it's probably like Eli Ross, like cousin or something.
No. I read it online. I forget what the kid's name is, but he was really, really fucking good at karate. And Eli, like you just said, Eli Ross, like. Ah, fuck it. Let him do something.
Didn't he say he's a black belt?
Yeah,
he was an actual black belt.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like if you see the bone, I'll bring the DVD over sometime and we can watch the bone speeches on because they're actually pretty good. But like I say they're pretty good, but also I have not watched that probably yeah. longer than the last time I seen this movie. So,
hey man, I had fun watching this movie.
Oh, I did too. Like it was a nice right, little was blast awesome. From the past.
Yeah. My problem was I went in with totally, like, the wrong sense of, like, I went in thinking this was going to be, like...
It was going to get deep.
Yeah, and so had I went into it with a little bit, like, more of the attitude that I have now about it, like, I think I would have liked it a lot better. But obviously, as the movie went on, I progressed towards that way. And, like, beginning of the movie, I was like, oh, my God, this is not at all what I thought. And I just kind of got bummed out. And then I was like, no, wait, I gotta appreciate it for what it is. And then I started this... You know, laughing and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was kind of fun.
These are the fun. I'm going to be honest. I'm probably going to bring a lot of these kind of.
Yeah, that's fine. I like the little bit of mix that we do. Like, we've had a lot of fucking different. You know, I mean, obviously, we went from Split to this, so.
Yeah. Fuck.
But I didn't know, too. I read on IMBD that Eli Roth got the idea for the movie. He was working in Iceland on a horse farm, and he contracted, like, he was the hay. He got some type of fucking infection from the hay. And every time he started getting it, like, around his, like, beard area, and every time he shaved, he would fucking, like...
Take off a honk of skin.
So that was, like, how he got the idea for it.
That kind of... Okay, so my favorite part of the movie is not necessarily any singular part, but it is literally all the gore. Like, I remember watching it in the theater and it being such, like, a shock factor. Like, a lot of shit has come out since then, and that... I think we're a little desensitized to that kind of stuff now.
Right,
but, like, at that time, like, I remember, like, when, you know, he's... shoved his hand down her underwear and stuff like that, and he pulls out her hand. He's like, "Holy
yeah,
fuck!"
Yeah, that was kind of
pulls the blanket back. Like,
yeah,
like that was like.
I that's remember why you don't touch
like,
girls.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's why you don't do that stuff. It's gross.
Oh man, it was. But like even that, like her shaving her legs and the flaps of.
And then when he puts Listerine on his dick after fucking her.
Yeah. Like he checks over his shoulder like.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys watch the 2016 the remake of it?
Fuck no.
No, oh, really?
I don't even know if I watched the whole
Dude,
thing.
They fucking did the same movie to a T.
Yeah,
like, I'm not sure. Like, the only shittier. Difference is Winston is a girl. That's the series, like, the only difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking, like, dialogue and everything, but in the bathtub scene, her fucking her nipples fall off and everything.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, dude, that's where it actually turns good.
I can
good.
Think of those little suction cups that you put in your shower yeah. day, and you're, like, poofy yeah. from the little scrubby thing. Like,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Holy fuck.
Now that you got the right idea with the movie, you should actually watch it and just, like, prepare to laugh even harder, because it's bad. The gore's actually, I think it's actually better in that version, though. In the 2016 one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the advances of technology. Yeah. The advances in dead nipple technology.
Yeah. But they're so bad at acting, like, you're, like, craving their deaths. Like, oh, I can't wait to see them all fucking die, like, painfully. Yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah, so I'm really hoping he didn't want us to get fucking deep with these characters, because I gave zero fucks about any of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any of the dialogue between them, like, it...
Yeah, it was terrible.
It could have been like a Sims like thing where like literally everybody just came by. I was like, blah, 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 and there's just like gibberish, and like it would have been the same movie to me. Probably a couple less retards and.
Okay, the five characters real quick. So right at the beginning, I'll say it since you guys are behaving. I knew the chick with the red shirt, she was going to be the one you saw naked. I just knew it.
Seen Not Another Teen Movie. Is that how you knew?
Yeah, and her.
Oh, because she's the naked one the whole movie.
Yeah, she is so.
They the characters. Like, you can tell. She has, like, a tight red sweater.
Yeah.
You know, the like, blonde hair.
We're
going to
see them boobs.
Yep.
Yeah. We knew it.
That was very. Like, that whole. So, between her and Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Paul.
Paul, that whole, like, that was an awkward sex scene. Like.
Yeah, they didn't want to do
like,
it.
Like, they were just like. Like, nothing would have. If. Nothing was happening there. There was more motion in the shoulders than anything. It was just like, huh.
Yeah, it was rather weird.
Just, I'm like, you know, I can't beat off to this. Good, I got pissed.
And good for that girl for, and good for the blonde, you know.
Thank you for cutting me off. Go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. And good for that, and good for the girl that, at the beginning that, you know, fucking wouldn't let poor Paul do her. You know, good thing she died. Fucking wouldn't give it up for him. He tried so hard, like ever.
And you wonder why you get in trouble for the way you talk on here.
He put the time in. That's a given.
He did put the time. Yeah, he put the time. He needs to get the reward.
Yeah.
No, he's totally that like the what is it? The friend zone bitch for sure.
Oh, he's in the friend zone for sure.
You didn't have to be though. She didn't say no. I mean, what? It's just a little blood, dude. You could have gone the whole way instead of. Second base, fucking sissy.
Well, I mean, at the end, she was actually still alive. She would have looked happy the whole time.
Yeah, and instead, was it him that shoveled her face?
Less teeth.
It's like she was nothing but teeth. That's the only thing left in her fucking head.
Looks like I'm running my Red Wings tonight.
Ooh. Oh, jeez. One thing that I really disliked a lot is they did a horrible fucking job of trying to hide where the disease was coming from. I knew from the very first second that when the fucking Bert and Jeff were talking and they had the beer bet.
Yeah, it's in the water.
I was like, yep, it's in the water.
How do you know he's trying to hide it?
Well, that's what I mean. If,
I didn't mean to make that awkward.
No.
Fuck you.
Well, no, it really seems like it wasn't because, like, when somebody took a drink of water and the camera, like, hyper-focused on the water, and I was just like, okay, we get it. It's in the fucking water.
you were getting mad about it.
Yeah, I was. I'm like, yeah, we get it.
I'm not stupid, all right? I know.
Yeah, come on, dude.
So when I watched it, and I didn't rewind it, and there was, like, a little hunk of something in that first glass of water she was drinking, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck was that supposed to be? Was that the hobo's like fingertip or something?
Yeah, Jeff's, or the fucking burn guy's pinky finger.
A hermit. I keep calling him a fucking hobo. Hermit.
He's a hermit, yeah.
I like to think he's still alive.
I think he'll be okay.
He's napping.
And poor Paul falls on top of him.
That was funny as shit. I was laughing.
That was one of those ones where I didn't laugh. I just was like, gee, god damn it. Come on.
They should have made it like a little bit longer with him and say he's like, whoa.
What about when he hits a fucking deer?
That was the most realistic fucking car crash I've ever seen in my life.
I love that. He hits a deer and just rolls up onto poor fucking Winston's party with all the 14-year-olds and he's just like, you were supposed to bring the tow truck, Winston. Where's the fucking tow truck?
They just went around. Fucking. How about that dude getting hit in the face with a harmonica? Where he got hit in the face with a guitar, and then he went straight out. Beetlejuice with the dude with the chicken bone in his throat.
Yeah, it is.
Or was that a woman? I can't remember from Beetlejuice.
I think it is a girl.
Yeah,
funny.
But let's just talk about before there is even a dead body in that reservoir. I mean, we've been to reservoirs that aren't used for water anymore, and those looked a lot better than that.
Yeah, true that.
Well, you saw the car parts and shit, right? You know, not right on the edge of that water. Well, I guess we don't know if it was on the edge of the water, but...
I think we're pretty clear to even believe that this is even a more hick town than the one we grew up in, so...
I don't know.
I don't know. It's about right.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. True.
We do have a little old store with crazy old guys in it.
Oh, it's very...
not anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Did he die?
No, the fucking store shut down.
That was the only option in her mind.
Jenna got all excited, like, yes, he's dead.
Did he die?
I want his car.
There it is. Demon Jenna. That's the one I like. Mm-hmm. Old DJ.
Wait, so did Paul fall in the same place at the end, or was he somewhere else?
Nah, he's in the stream. Well, that whole scene to me was, I didn't really understand that, because the water's already infected. The reservoir should infect everyone, but I don't know if that's just a little thing they wanted to add with Paul laying in the creek and then the kids getting the creek water out for the lemonade.
Because like, kids do that from a creek.
I would fucking do it. Who cares a shit? Fuck it. Yeah. Making money. Cheap easy way to do it.
Wait, do you guys drink? Oh, you guys got that fancy filtration system at your parents' house. Everybody else goes to the spring and fills up jugs. That's what we do.
That's why I bought my house with the creek in the back, so I can go back and drink out of there.
Little does he know that I stored a dead body like 500 yards upstream.
That's where I put your bunny.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Now, nobody's going to know what that means. Go ahead, tell them. Tell everyone who's going to listen to this about how you murdered my rabbit.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Cold blood.
I am the most animal-loving person on this podcast by far.
That's why my rabbit's dead.
Unless it's a rabbit.
Yeah. She hates rabbits.
I was like 10.
And you murdered my rabbit with sunshine and no water.
That doesn't make it still alive.
Right. Yeah. I was 10. I didn't know the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, I didn't know the difference between life and death back then.
I'm pretty sure whenever you start killing animals at 10 years old, they start kind of implementing
something. They put you on a registry.
Yeah. It's all making sense now, isn't it?
Uh-huh. So what do they do to boys that take little girls to see skeletons of cats they love at a baseball field? What's that tell you?
Touche. Hey, if people haven't figured it out by now that we're fucked up, come on.
Hey, at least I didn't kill it.
I just like that I may have found a group where I'm the most normal person.
Yeah, you probably.
Congrats,
you probably rolled into this thinking, "God damn it, I'm going to say a bunch of weird shit, and they're going to judge me." And then you're like, "Oh wow, I can say anything." Yeah. Another kind of cool fact that I read on online was a crew member took him a decapitated body prop, and when the film was done, and on his way home, he got pulled over, and like cops held him at fucking gunpoint until they figured out that it was a real it was fake. Wouldn't that suck? That's something that we would do, you know what I mean?
Oh,
be like, oh, this would look cool in my fucking basement, and then fucking end up getting pulled over and fucking almost die.
Did you read the one where fucking Boy Meets World? He was dressed up in like his death suit or whatever. He was all covered in blood and he ran out and a couple girls seen him. Did you read that one?
No.
They freak the fuck out until they figure out who he was. Yeah.
Really? Like during filming?
Yeah, during filming he walked away, but he was still dressed up like he was whenever.
Oh, like all bloody and shit.
Yeah, it must have been the part with
craft
Karen.
Services and shit. He's like getting bangles. Like, what was his name in Boy Meets World?
Sean.
You wouldn't know.
I did. I watched that show a lot. I liked the show. I hated him when I was young.
I met Topanga in person, shook her hand.
Did you really?
Yep, at amusement park. She
was hot when I was a little kid.
Oh, so did I. Yeah.
Her and Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Kelly?
Yeah.
No.
But, yeah, I always hated him on that show.
Saddest part of the movie was Dr. Mambo.
Dr. Mambo?
Yeah, why? Fight. You didn't even see him die.
What do you mean?
You got first-person view from Dr. Mambo when he died.
Yeah, he got shot, man. He was like my favorite character out of all of them.
He got shot?
He was the one doing the big kill count. He was getting rid of the ones I didn't want.
I don't think he was infected. He was just an asshole.
Oh, shit.
Until, like, he started eating, what do you call it?
The girl's
Skeletor
face.
in the shed.
Skeletor. You know, another scene that was totally fucking totally pointless.
Random.
It was when Paul, he's like looking for help and he peeks into that girl's like fucking like laying on the bed like half naked and shit, and then their fucking husband rolls up and he's like,
"Girl, that's my fucking
like, what was the point of that? We seen none of them ever again, did we?"
Nope.
Like, it was like
nope.
That's the shit. I think it's funny.
Everybody there ran into somebody else.
Yeah.
And anytime they ran into any of their friends, they're like, "Would you find anybody?" Like, no.
Well, see. But it all comes back to, like, we talked about this last weekend. Like, if you're going to put it in there, don't just fill it up for fucking time. Like, I would rather the movie be 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Don't put a bunch of stupid shit that's irrelevant. That means,
Eli Roth, he's like, "Oh, we got another set of titties over here. What are we going to do?"
Yeah, let's throw them in there, you know? Yeah, like, I can't stand that shit. And that's the stuff that will bring the rating down for me. It's not the fucking dumb, campy horror or, like, comedy shit. It's the stuff that, like, they don't connect it back together. Like, why the fuck was this even in there, you know? Yeah.
Dude, did you see any of the other ones?
No.
Yeah, they still have nothing to do with this.
So, Shane, do you find any cool, like, shit to talk about related to this subject or not?
No. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Thank God that's over.
So, I looked into, like, Cabin Fever a little bit, but I guess that's not really, like, the go-to of this film. That's more of less a joke.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
And you're the joke.
Touche.
If you like that, then Cabin Fever, watch The Shining, man. That's Cabin Fever right there. Yeah. So
easily.
I love that movie.
We got to get into that one sometime.
Oh, and it's so much better than the book.
Oh, fuck you. I was about to punch you right in your beard.
I only said it.
Did you say it just to piss him off?
I thought it was you telling me that Shane read the book and he was telling you how much better it was in the movie.
No, I read the book.
Oh, you read the book.
He's Mr. Pissy. He thinks the movie's bad. I think the movie's fucking awesome.
Like, I like the movie, but it fucking blows major dick compared to the book. Terrible.
Well, then you should like it then.
Because of the blowing of the dick.
Dude,
I'll
that book,
that's what I was getting at.
Dude,
there.
If I let you borrow that book, will you read it?
No.
Fuck.
I'll read it.
You've never read it either?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give it to you before you leave.
I will actually read it. I'm in the middle of
Cat's
Cradle.
No, fuck you.
I'm reading The Cat's Cradle right now.
Oh, okay. All right, so what did you find out?
So, anyway, I look more into, like, the actual disease. So, it's called necrotizing fasciitis. I think that's how you say it. Fasciitis. Necrotizing fasciitis, which is the actual, like, disease that fucking deteriorate your body.
Cool.
Fucking brutal, man.
Like, it's something you can put underneath, like, a microscope?
It's bacteria.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you know what strep throat is?
No. No, yeah, no, I know what strep throat is.
Yeah, okay.
Streptococcus.
Streptococcus.
It killed Jim Henson.
Did it really?
Sure did.
Oh, I did not know that.
Look
I don't
it
know
up,
Jim
fuckers.
Henson, is it?
Maybe I'll just cough a little more.
Yeah, Jenna has all of the shit we're talking about right now.
Well, the bacteria that's in strep throat is the same exact bacteria that is in the fucking necrotizing fasciitis.
It's horrifying.
It is horrifying.
So that's something that's going to keep Ryan up tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you have it, you are beyond fucked because it has it's got a kill rate, man. You have like within 48 hours tops before you pretty much fucking die.
Jesus.
Yeah, like the shit on the movie is a real disease.
Like this movie did kind of bother me a little bit because I was like, fucking goddamn, I'm scared to drink anything except that's why I drink beer all the time. It doesn't save.
It's like it's fucking rare shit.
That's how we survive the Black Plague. So
right, fucking drink beer, man. Alcohol kills that shit.
Yeah, so there's like 700 to 1100 cases a year. It is not
just in the U.S.
In the U.S., this disease that I'm talking about now is what relates most to the movie. Like that, the disease is real.
That eats your flesh away, basically.
So it starts out like the flu. You get like a little cut on you, and then it starts turning red. You don't really think you just have the flu. Yeah.
Right.
Until like shit goes
hours
south.
Later and you're fucked.
Yeah, basically. Like
anyway,
usually,
you stop it?
Yeah. Usually.
Come on, tell me.
You say you can stop it? Yeah. Like, that's why they make 357s.
If you ask Jason Voorhees to come and chop your fucking arm off,
dirty,
that's usually how
style.
You stop it. Yeah. No, in all honesty though, a lot of it is like they say surgery, you know, and obviously fucking antibiotics.
So it's like leprosy, like you cut it out.
You have to cut it out, yeah. A lot of the times I think it ends up being amputation.
So definitely when you get strep throat next time, we need to cut your head off.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Easy enough.
That's the way I want to go.
Okay, well.
Well, it looks like I'm going.
Yeah.
It's got a 1 in 3 kill rate, so.
Let's get out the machete.
I mean, you wouldn't, it fucking hits you so hard, you wouldn't think anything of it until.
That's usually and most people that I know anyway, they're all hard asses, like, I'll be all right.
Well, see, I'm not going to lie. That's one reason why I don't drink spring water, because I am, like, all I can think of is, like, this fucking dead, diseased fucking deer laying, like, 100 yards upstream that's just polluting the fuck out of the water.
I'm the other way because
you're more scared of the chlorine.
I'd be drinking
and shit.
The blood of the fucking dead deer.
Well, no, because my father works in the water and sewer department, and so is my brother. Well, my father's retired now.
So you know that we're filtering shit water.
Right, I know they're just like, oh man, this shit's really fucked up. More chlorine, more chlorine,
and
then they're like, oh fuck, too much chlorine. And then they just bleed that shit out for a while.
Yeah.
It's
6-1, half a dozen other. You're either drinking chemicals or you're drinking bacteria.
Yeah. We're
going
to die, but I mean, not as quick as those fuckers in China. You ever see their water? Holy fuck.
Or the people in Africa that don't have water.
They eat dirt cookies. The whole thing in Haiti where they're just like, let's bake up a batch of fucking cookies we just dug out of the ground.
You want to know some really fucked up shit, though? So, like, I work for a company that one of our customers, I guess, is a water bottling facility, and whenever they bottle their water, they put all these chemicals in it, and the chemicals they put in actually have to sit for 24 hours because if they drink it before those 24 hours, you die.
Shit.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you want to name any names or?
Yeah.
As in like what the company is? This is just
no,
like.
No, random names. Tell me some of your favorites.
I think that's just like that's bottling water in general, though. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah, it's crazy.
I would take the dead deer approach, man.
Yeah, well, that's what's funny because I started using this one nose spray kind of thing, and the doctor was like, make sure you use distilled water because if you use spring water or anything like that, it can contain brain-eating amoeba that can eat you. I was like,
that's a real thing.
So that's not horrifying at all.
That's a fucking awesome way to go.
And not to say that shit don't like. I knew a girl whose dad was like dying, like currently, like he was fucked up in the head, like started losing his memories, like just like motor function started kind of getting fucked up, and that was the same thing. He had amoeba, bacterial, something. It was something living that got into his nasal passage and just started eating his brain away. It's been some years since I've talked to her, and her dad was alive at the time, but I'm willing to bet he's probably not alive anymore.
It's fucking metal as fuck, isn't it?
Oh, wait, man.
Side note, brain amoeba. Brady here and his wife Emily gave me this amazing thing called like a neti pot, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, yeah.
That's the worst. I was not included in that giving you the neti pot because I don't understand the whole idea of fucking voluntary
drowning yourself?
Waterboarding like yourself.
It's yeah, it's
like,
fun. That's actually exactly how I thought. Go ahead, Jenna. You can explain it. But basically, what I describe it as, I always tell my wife.
You just said she can explain. Shut up, Ryan.
No, I was just saying what I call it. I always tell my wife, okay, I'm going to go drown myself right now. That's exactly what I say.
I've only tried it once, and that's what it was like.
So it's like a tiny little teapot. Mine's plastic. Well, it's actually one of theirs, I think. And it comes with these solution packets you put in the water and you mix it.
It's cocaine.
You basically, you put your head upside down and it goes into one sinus area and it comes out the
other. Oh, no, wait. Yours looks like a teapot?
Yeah, it's like a little tiny teapot.
Oh, no. Mine's
thing.
Totally different from that.
Oh,
do you
really?
Get that, like, the one from, like, the infomercial where it's like...
I got this fucking thing that you squirt. Like, it's like a... You put it literally to your nostril and you squeeze the motherfucker.
You got a nose douche.
No, mine's not like that.
It is a nose douche. And it fucking drowns you, man. Like, you can't... It's like... And the water comes out your mouth and your other nostril. It's fucking awesome. You see shit that you've never even seen before come out.
What the fuck's it for?
Flush your sinuses out.
Like, right now, how I'm really congested and I can't breathe. It helps with that. But side note, I didn't research it at all before I started using it. I'm literally just in the shower filling it from the faucet.
Oh, my God.
Head.
You are dying. Jesus, fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
So, honestly, like, a week... straight I was doing it every single night.
You gotta use distilled water
from water just from my faucet, so
yeah, you,
I'm not here in a few months, guys. You know why?
Did you just recently do that?
Probably like a month ago now.
Yeah, you're dead.
Oh god.
So I've been doing it wrong for a long time now.
Just don't.
Did you ever hear fucking Flonase? That works just fine.
I use that too.
No, this is the way like I said, I've never been able to successfully do it, but the way Emily fucking talks about it is like it's like she's over the moon about that shit.
It sounds great.
She feels like she'll just be like a fucking walking zombie, and then she goes drowns that
it
shit.
It does
out,
it works,
then,
man. It works. The only thing is now is I've used it so much that my nose is bleeding. Like it because the
yeah, man, this just keeps getting better. Keep going.
Allow me to explain. It's a salt solution. So it eventually will dry your fucking nose out. So that's what today I had a doctor appointment and they're like, lay off that shit for a little bit. I was like,
you
all
can
right,
still
dog.
Do it. Just don't use that solution.
I was like,
yeah, use tap water.
I was like, it could be the neti pot. Don't also, could be the massive amount of cocaine that I snort. There she's like, okay, no, I'd lay off the neti pot. I was like, that's what I thought too. So,
wait, did you say that?
No.
Well, no, because here's the thing. Like, whenever I go, like, I joke around shit like that whenever I go to the doctors, especially.
No, I
like,
don't because I type everything I say.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, so, like, anytime, have you ever gone into the like an appointment with Jen?
No. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
I've been in an appointment with, like, Emily, and then, like, they ask her, like, is this one of the standard questions is, like, are you safe at home or something like that? And then, like, me just, like, thinking I'm being funny. I'm
like, no,
like,
I beat the fuck out
like,
of her.
I just give her a look like, you know what to say.
Like, you just, like, raise your fist.
Yeah, yeah. Shit like that, and they do not think it's funny.
No, they
at
don't.
All.
Doctors don't have a sense of humor, man.
Nope.
I've tried. I give up.
I don't know. They've laughed with me before because they can't figure out what the hell's wrong with me. They're like, listen, we were
that's
talking
a nervous
about you
laugh.
In the break room.
And they're like,
you're okay.
You'll be fine. Oh, shit. Is she still looking at us? Fuck.
I went to Q Care. I shit you not. There's this male doctor, younger, and I just went for, like, pink eye. He literally was reading over, and I was giving him my medical history. He was like, oh, you you're that girl she was talking to me about that they can't figure out what's wrong fuck. With you.
That would be terrifying.
You're now textbook.
I think I am. I think that they keep each time this, they take an organ
Is this the girl?
Out.
Is this her?
This is patient zero?
Yeah. Shit, she's here.
I think that's me now. I'm not kidding.
Now you're giving us your fucking AIDS. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so...
So anyways, back to Cabin Fever.
Cabin Fever.
What do we think about the ratings here? Brady, this was your movie, so hit me with the...
I already gave you it.
No, you said what you would rate it back in the fucking... Oh, you did say...
You said out of 10.
No, out of 10. We rate shit out of 100.
We have to do this ridiculous number.
In Hell's Basement, we rate shit out of 100 because we go fucking balls out here.
Six was out of 100.
So,
well, if we're doing out of 100, then definitely a 99. I mean, 6 out of 10, but 99 out of 100.
Very reasonable. I understand completely.
I'll say... we'll go with... Let's go with
whoa.
I'm going with a 72, only because of that nostalgia factor. And like once you cut out all the other like just fucking terrible parts, there's still some really good, just basic horror shit in there that I love.
A lot of good elements.
So 72, is that what I said?
Yeah.
72. Throw it up on the board.
What do you think?
All right. I guess I need to start being honest with this because I keep on saying 96.66. But I guess if I gotta be honest, I'm gonna have to give it a little bit lower. I'm looking horror aspect, and I guess I'm gonna say 76.66. I thought it was cool. I don't know. Overall, I loved it because I laughed at it. But when I watch a horror movie, I guess I want to feel intense, and I didn't get that. So I guess that's why I'm giving it a little bit lower. But still, I love it though. Eli Roth's a man.
I mean, that whole Dr. Mambo, like when Eli Roth came on, like I was like, wait, are they gonna smoke the weed? Like that was some pretty suspenseful moments.
That's
there.
True,
Jenna.
I'm pushing to give it a 50. It was very much a, I could have watched it, I couldn't have.
Yeah, I knew you were going to hate it. As soon as I seen it, I was like, okay, whatever rating I get, Jenna's going to be lower than me, so.
So Jenna, okay, so yours is higher than Jenna's?
No, go into a little more, what did you hate about it? Because I really want to hear your side of it, because this is like the total opposite end of the spectrum of what you like. I know that for sure.
Yeah. So honestly, the whole horror aspect, it was very predictable.
Very much predictable. I very agree with that.
Anything really going there. There was no plot twist for sure. All of the characters, I am a girl, so I like to be attached to them. I didn't care about any of them.
Yeah, I agree with that a lot. Yeah, that was...
No relatability.
No.
Yeah, we didn't give a fuck about
it. I mean, I was a little sad when they opened with a dead dog, so I mean, that tugged at my heartstrings.
You lost 25 points right there.
Yeah.
I would say that everybody was expendable. I wanted everybody to die.
Yeah. There you go. Now we're talking.
And I think it's more the whole idea of the disease. Like, there's so much you could do with that. Like, that in itself should be scary. And I just, that's not my type of comedy. I guess I'm a rom-com kind of girl.
Not a comedy.
Yeah, I guess, man.
It's a hard one.
Okay, this is how it was. When I immediately got done with the movie, I was like, this motherfucker's like... This was terrible. And this was fucking terrible.
Right. But let me ask you this. Were you glad you watched it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what, as I had time to sit on it, I only watched it once. Sometimes I'll go back and watch it another time. I only watched this one once. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. However, I am glad I did watch it. It had a lot of fucking terrible, terrible things in it. I mean, fucking terrible. But I think the thing that bothers me the most is I truly don't believe he was going so much for the comedy thing, and that's how I see it. Like, I see it as one of those horror-com movies, and I don't think that's what he's going for. So that's where it's hard for me to rate it, because I want to try and rate it to where how I feel, but I'm like, this motherfucker wasn't trying to do this.
You know? Dude, that's why, like, Brady said it perfect with the word nostalgia, because, like, I watched it before, too. Like, I've watched the 2002 version, and, like, I remember it from so long ago how fucking awesome it was. And then I watched it again, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, to that, like I said, I watched the 2016, and that makes you want to kill yourself. But then the 2002 makes it a little bit better, but it's like, I just remember it being so much fucking better.
Going back to my rating, I probably give it like a 52 is probably where I'm at with it. Just because
you had to beat me by two.
That's the whole that's the whole Bob Barker Price is Right. Like, yeah. $1, Bob. Fuck you, everybody else.
It just for the fact of if I treated it as like a comedy more, then I would probably rate it, you know, way high, because I laughed a lot. But treating it as like an actual horror movie, it's not good. But I laughed a lot. I wasn't scared. Wasn't none of that. But I had fun with it. Like once I got into the right mindset, I had fun with it. So
that's why I'm ready to do an actual horror movie. Because like last week, I picked Split, and I just like jokingly said 96.666. But like looking for a horror side of it, honestly, it should have been lower than that because it wasn't like a legit horror movie. It was, you know, but it's still
so good.
That was all practice. Episode, so nobody's gonna know that.
Yeah,
shit.
No one's in it. Yeah. So everybody's really confused right now.
Yeah.
No, that's for the Patreons. Make sure you pay, motherfuckers. Yeah, you get those old shitty episodes.
Make sure you give us your dollars. So all in all, does Hell's Basement approve?
It's worth. Man, are you looking for a fucking yes or no?
I'm saying yeah.
I'm saying watch
horror
it.
Horror is it's all combined in one thing, yeah. And it's still part of it. It's a big piece of it. So I'm saying yeah, fuck
watch
yeah.
It. I'm saying it was a part of something. So yeah. I say watch it. You might not. You might be happy. You might be sad. Fuck it. Watch it.
Watch it.
I don't think you should watch it.
And that wraps up this week's episode. Thanks for listening, everyone. Next episode, we will be discussing the 2007 film by Michael Dougherty called Trick or Treat. If you like what you heard, please follow us on all the social medias. Give us a generous 5-star rating on whichever podcast app you listen to. Until next time, stay dark, motherfuckers.